As part of its contract to manage the lottery, management firm GTEC set revenue goals it had to meet or pay a penalty to the state. It just missed the target its first year, and this year it's on track to fall short by nearly $80 million, bringing in less money than last year. State lottery officials say they're disappointed, but add that lottery revenues are falling across the country. In order to deal with what it calls the new market reality, the Lottery Commission approved changes to the state's contract with GTEC. The minimum revenue goals are substantially decreased. Over the life of the contract, the goals drop a total of more than $1 billion, making them easier for GTEC to meet. But as Lottery Commission Chairman William Zilke notes, there are other changes too. Under the old contract, if the lottery brought in more than its target, GTEC got to keep 100% of that overage, capped at 5% of total revenue. Now, Zilke says if GTEC exceeds its goals, it has to split the overage 50-50 with the state.
It's to our advantage that we share in the excess when they hit those minimum net income numbers. So again, this was a negotiation that satisfied both parties.
The contract changes also make it easier for the state to terminate its contract with GTEC. If revenues fall at least 5% short next year, Indiana can immediately cancel the deal. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.